Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Cathedral mountains, he saw silver clouds below. He saw everything as far as you can see. And they say that he got crazy once and he tried to touch the sun. And he lost a friend but kept a memory.
Love it, John Denver, to open today's show. Bob Stauffer joining you, Ball Arena, Denver, Colorado. The final regular season game for both teams. The Avalanche come in. They haven't played much of late, and they haven't played well at all. The Avalanche 1-3-1 in their last five games, being outscored 30-14. That said, this is unequivocally a team completely capable of winning a Stanley Cup. Of course, they vanquished Edmonton's dreams 2 years ago in four straight games en route to winning the Stanley Cup championship. Then last year were upset in seven games by the Seattle Kraken in the opening round of the playoffs. Edmonton, this is their sixth game in 9 days. You know, part of what we try to do on this show as much as possible, and we are completely upfront with you on this show. This show's called Oilers Now. I work for the Oilers Entertainment Group. We try to be as honest as we can. We do not yet have 100% confirmation on the Oilers lineup tonight. I have a feeling it's going to be light. Just given the fact that the team's played six games in 9 days, nobody's had a busier schedule to close out the regular season. Strong probability you'll see several of Edmonton's top players not playing tonight's game. Last night, as an example, the Oilers rested their second pairing of Darnell Nurse and Cody Ceci. I do expect those guys in the lineup, but it's not out of the realm of possibilities that you'd see Ekholm and Bouchard get the night off. McDavid, Draisaitl, Nugent Hopkins, Hyman. What's the status of Evander Kane? I think those guys all would be question marks, and you can end up seeing a scenario where Edmonton, you know, dresses a team with maybe 35 to 40% of their regular season offense in the lineup. That's just the reality. 6-9. And I'd like to know what you think about that. You can text us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line, 780-496. I know Brendan Escott's coming up. We're going to talk a bit about that. You know, in basketball, they have a term called load management. It sort of worked against the NBA because at the end of the day, we're still drawn to the stars, right? I mean, that's the bottom line here. We're all here because of the players. I know there's some people that don't understand that some days. There's some coaches that don't. Like, there's a coach in the Eastern Conference, and he says all the time, I'm not the story, and then he turns around and makes himself part of the story every time. So, but the reality of the situation is, and I'm going to sense, and again, you can text us, 780-496-0063. The Ashley Fine Floors text line. Get the new floors you always wanted on 143rd Street, 111th Avenue. Head to ashleyfinefloors.com. Given the Oilers are playing six games in 9 days, where's your headspace at if Edmonton sits the likes of a Connor McDavid and a Leon Draisaitl? Those guys play over 20 minutes a game. Would you have a problem with that? I'd be intrigued. My guess is the majority of listeners to this show would probably think it's a good thing, not a bad thing. The Oilers really, and the only thing you could argue they'd be playing for is potential home ice in round three. But there's a lot of ifs, ands, and buts that have to happen before then. So we'll wait and see what happens. I do know Stuart Skinner will likely start in goal, given the fact that Calvin Pickard started last night in what turned out to be a very underwhelming performance from the Edmonton Oilers in the last game ever played at Mullet Arena. And as of 3 o'clock Eastern time today, the last game that's going to be played in Arizona for a while. You can reach us on the River Cree Resort and Casino, 780-496-0063. I know I'm at the River Cree on Saturday night for Toast to the Town for the Cure for Cancer Brigade. We're looking forward to that. We're going to honor Cal Nichols, the former owner of the Edmonton Oilers, the man that spearheaded not one but two campaigns to keep the team in town, the first with the SOS campaign, and then cobbling together 38 partners for the Edmonton Investors Group before eventually selling to current Edmonton Oilers owner Daryl Cates, who willed a new arena in place. It's funny how some of the detractors, and I used to get those texts back in the days of the show on 630 Ched in 2012 and 2013, and the beauty of our text messaging system is when you text us, it takes every text that you text to the station for the previous 5 years. So we were able to do a fair amount of detailed work on who is actually texting. Man, it was some people that called themselves really liberal and open-minded were used some pretty strong terms and didn't necessarily like the parameters and the structure of the deal, which I think most people would agree has worked out pretty well for the city of Edmonton. I'll tell you what, if you don't get a new building, well, you end up, you know what, without a paddle. That's kind of what ends up happening. So, anyhow, we're looking forward to having a great night with Cal on Saturday night at the River Cree. I also just want to put a special shout-out. Craig McTavish, Jason Strudwick, and myself will be in Grand Prairie tomorrow night for an event with Eric Thurston's Grand Prairie Storm. Eric, the former head coach of the University of Alberta Golden Bears, back in the days when I was the SID at the university. Eric winning 5 conference titles in 6 years and 2 national championships. And so we're looking forward to seeing everybody at Grand Prairie up tomorrow. The Oilers in Denver tonight. And Rob Schneider again at the River Cree. That's Friday, May 31st, which in 1987 was the day that the Oilers won their 3rd Stanley Cup. They beat the Philadelphia Flyers. It was a Sunday. You can look it up. Get your tickets now at therivercreeresort.com. Our top story for Legacy Heating and Cooling, home and no payments and no interest for a year. That's how you build a legacy. Legacy Heating and Cooling. There is another question that I got to ask, and I know I got Brendan Escott back at the 630 Chad Studio, so I'm going to bring Brendan in at this time. Hello, Brendan. How you doing?
Oh, hanging in there, and by hanging in there, I mean, can we just get to the playoffs already?
All right, and there you go. That is, and who would have thunk it, Brendan? Right, like when I called you on the Sunday morning at like 7:30 and said, "Are you up?" And you said, "Why the hell are you calling me on a Sunday morning?" And said, "We're gonna have a coaching change. Chad's got to be ready." That, you know, we flew back from Seattle on November the 11th, Saturday, November the 11th. It was a tough day for the Golden Bear football program as they should have won the Hardy Cup that day. And it was a gut punch watching Chris Morris's squad lose that game online against UBC, who, by the way, one of their offensive linemen has now interviewed with 10 different NFL teams. He's going to be a high-end pick. He's 6'8" and 330 pounds. But I digress. When we flew back after the Oilers beat the Kraken 4-1 to improve to 3-9-1, I wasn't necessarily sure there'd be a coaching change moved. Brendan, they made the coaching change. Chris Knobloch's got the best record in the NHL since the coaching change. Even if the Oilers lose tonight, they'll be the only team in the league since November 13th with a winning percentage above 700. Could you have envisioned, what did you just say to me? Bob, let's just get on with the playoffs. That's what you just said to me. Could you have envisioned back on November the 13th that the Oilers' final road trip of the game season would basically be irrelevant? When it's all said and done, they couldn't catch Vancouver for first, but they've still secured home ice advantage from the opening round. It is kind of surreal when you think about how far they had to come from.
I guess that's what happens when you go on a run like they had with the 16 games, because I maintain and have all along, like they were going to be able to complete the comeback, but I thought it would be a buzzer beater, like getting in game 82 kind of a deal in a wild card spot, no less. But they made a hard charge and they did it early enough that they had the luxury of resting some guys despite the schedule being thick with, you know, 6 and 9 to finish it out.
Yeah, it's crazy how it's all worked out. All right, well, let's get to it. Again, our top story for Legacy Heating and Cooling, home and no payments, no interest for a year. That's how you build a legacy, Legacy Heating and Cooling. By the way, you'll officially have the full playoff schedule either late tonight or early tomorrow. Again, Edmonton could still end up technically playing the Los Angeles Kings. Brendan will have more information on that during NHL Today. But we are going to go to the Oilers Now Audio Vault for direct workwear.
The Oilers Now Audio Vault is brought to you by Direct Workwear. In these tight budget times, Direct Workwear is the superhero your wallet deserves. Huge selection, low prices at Direct Workwear.
Oilers with a 2-game road trip to close things out tonight. They are in Arizona for the last time. On the left wing to Carrick. He'll take a hard hit from O'Brien. The crowd reacts to that. Mark fired into the Oiler, and O'Brien scores! Got fired towards the Oilers zone.
Hit the ref.
Hit the referee, and O'Brien just skated into it and ripped it on the glove side to make it 1-0 for the Coyotes.
Well, when that happens in soccer, they blow the play dead.
To the blue line. Bouchard to Ekholm in front. Scores! Ekholm shot it. Carrick redirected it. And this game is tied at
And it's about the fourth time we've seen Ekholm find a guy in the back door. Carrick in the right position, but all five Oilers players touched the puck in that goal.
McBain's going to bring it out for Arizona. The pass to Michelli. The breakaway. He'll come in. Scores. Now he comes in front to Krause. The backhand scores. Lawson Krause got sprung down the left wing. Goes backhand glove side on Pickard. It's 3-1 for Arizona.
Fogle down the right side. In over the line. Cuts in the middle. His shot scores!
What a blast by Warren Fogle! And the Oilers cut the Coyote lead to 3-2.
20th of the season for Warren Fogle, and he's some pumped up.
Keller to Gunther. Shoots, scores. Dylan Gunther rips it off the post and in. It's a power play goal. And the Coyotes are up 4-2.
Drysdale to the middle to Ekholm. His shot, now blocked in front of the net. Cleared down the ice. Scores.
Jersey put that one into the middle of the Oiler net from inside the hash marks in his own end.
And the Coyotes in Arizona are no more. They win it 5-2 over the Oilers here at the Mullet Arena.
All right. Well, there you go. And Arizona was simply better. They were dialed in. It meant something for them. It was their last game. Dylan Gunther is going to be a player, and now they're in Salt Lake. We'll talk about that in a second. Following last night's game, here's Oilers head coach Chris Knobloch on the game that was.
I thought we were pretty good in the first period. You know, unfortunate play on the first goal against off the referee, set up a breakaway. You know, I thought we responded well after that goal against. And, you know, I think turning points were, you know, not being able to score on the power play. And yeah, just then we're chasing it from there.
Yep, power play's been no good on the road all year. Got to figure that out. Knobloch on the group's intensity in last night's game.
It's tough. You always talk about getting up for the game and getting ready for an emotional one. They're going to come out hard, and let's go get it. You know, we're coming off a big win at home, and we're also looking forward to the playoffs. And, you know, I think the guys' hearts were in it. I think they executed okay. I don't think there was poor plays with the puck, throwing pucks out blind, not working hard. It just wasn't a total engagement, and they just weren't able to. I think we played okay, and maybe we win some of those games playing like that, but you know, tonight wasn't our night.
They weren't good enough last night. Let's cut to the chase here. Arizona was more desperate. They had something to play for. By the way, just on the power play splits, the Oilers are fourth in the NHL at 26.1. They are first in the league at home at 32.8%, and they are 14th in the league on the road at 20%. Their power play needs to be better than 14th on the road. Philip Broberg, he played okay last night for Edmonton, picked up an assist, had a tough couple first shifts, got settled in. He's going to be back in the lineup tonight. Here's Chris Knobloch.
Yeah, I thought he played really well. He moved the puck well. You know, left a few times. He skated the puck out, which is great that he has the confidence to do that. And then defensively, you know, with his long reach and good skating, he broke up a lot of plays. So we're very impressed. You know, he hasn't played in the NHL for quite some time, but, you know, I thought it was a very good game.
All right, and Warren Fogle picked up his 20th of the year. Fogle is a pending UFA that may come problematic to get signed in the offseason. He's making $2.75 million, 2020 goal. Usually that gets you in the threes. Here's Chris Knobloch on his former Erie Otter player, Warren Fogle.
A lot of tenacity, work ethic. For him to get to 20 goals, it's quite an accomplishment. And obviously the team was very happy for him that he hit that milestone. You know, just a guy that works really hard and gets rewarded with some goals. And, you know, something he's really good at is just scoring. Well, tonight he scored off the rush, but so good down low in the offensive zone, taking the puck to the net. And, you know, it was nice to see him get rewarded with that goal.
Calvin Pickard took the Lawson goal. Yeah, he was just okay yesterday. Here's Pickard on a season that has seen him after playing the entire year last year in the American League. Pickard ended up 12-7-1 and 2.48 goals against average, 908 save percentage going into tonight's game. I do think Stuart Skinner will start. We'll see where this game goes. Maybe Skinner plays half the game. Who knows? Here's Pickard on a season.
Very happy with the way the season went, for sure. You know, it was a good body of work. Obviously not, you know, my best game along the road tonight, but I can't forget about all the good things that have gone on this year as a team. Also, you know, it was an emotional game, obviously, for them over there, and you know, they deserve to win. But yeah, no, I'm happy with the season, but we're just getting going.
He said it, the Coyotes deserve to win, and now the Coyotes are no more. And I got to tell you, you know, everybody's, oh, I feel so bad for them and whatever. Well, you know, they got Winnipeg's team. And at the end of the day, you know, we're in Colorado here, and Colorado is supporting. Now, Colorado's had way better teams. They've had a couple down times during the Greg Sherman run when he was GM. But, you know, the Avs, the fan base and the fan support, and it helps that they've been basically in one building for the last 20-plus years. But the reality of the situation is it has not been optimal at all in Arizona. Bob, the Oilers should 100% rest their top guys. They need to be dialed in for game one. Who do you prefer, L.A. or Vegas? Great show, says Kev, as usual. Wow, someone debate how good the show is. You know what? You look at Vegas and you look at L.A., and I just look at the goaltending between the two teams and the fact that Edmonton's beaten L.A. the last 2 years. I think most fans would feel more comfortable, but Kev is saying, absolutely, you rest the big guns. Another texter comes in. Only concern I have is that the Oilers don't necessarily look playoff ready, wondering if a full lineup would be good, but manage the minutes. That one comes to us from TW. Jamie out in Mournville says, I get why the team doesn't play its top dogs in games like this. God forbid somebody would get injured, but I also feel it's important to end the last game of the regular season on a high note. Does a win tonight bring more confidence in the first round of playoffs? Do they prefer it this way? Bob, I love the show, but I missed the earlier time slot. That comes to us from Jamie in Mournville. Well, Jamie, I only get probably one out of every three texts that say that at 780-496-0063. It is 4:54 in Edmonton. We'll see what the Oilers end up dressing, but it's good possibility it's going to be light. When we come back, Brendan Escott will have NHL today. We're going to hold off on the game day lineup report until closer to Chris Knobloch's avail. You're listening to Oilers Now. Brendan Escott helps co-produce the show. We're going to go to Brendan next with NHL Today. For Elite Promotional Marketing, Drew Schammerhorn and his staff at Elite, your local branded merchandise specialist, head to ElitePromoMarketing.com.
It is the last day of the regular season. The Oilers will finally find out their playoff opponent tonight. The Vegas Golden Knights with a one-point lead over Los Angeles for third in the Pacific Division. Both teams are in action. If Los Angeles loses, or if Vegas even picks up a point, then it will be the Golden Knights and Edmonton, as the Oilers, of course, are locked into second place. And the Arizona Coyotes are locked into Salt Lake City. Officially, they approved the sale today, a $1.2 billion sale to the owner of the Utah Jazz, Ryan Smith. This was facilitated through the league, so they paid him, the league, $1.2 billion, and then someone else sold it for $1 million. So somewhere there is the fee that they would have got, essentially, if they had relocated. Bakersfield lost 4-3 in Ontario. They will wrap up the season with the home and home, and Captain Brad Malone retiring at the end of this season after 7 years with the franchise. A Red Deer got swept out of the second round of the Western Hockey League playoffs with a drubbing last night on home ice. Saskatoon moving on to the East Final, Bob.
Chris Knobloch speaks at 6 o'clock. We will do our game day lineup report closer to 6. In the meantime and in between time, we'll head off to a global news weather traffic update with Randy Kilburn. And when we come back, Sportsnet color analyst Louis DeBrus for GCL Diesel.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.